Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. I am Melissa.
And I am Mel.
Start there.
All right. Listen, y'all.
This is a pop the trunk at the top.
It is. I am Mel because when you say Melissa, you say Melissa. So she can't be Melissa because that's not how you pronounce her name. But when you say Melanie, it's Mel. You get that? Melanie. So run it again.
I'm Melissa.
And I am Mel. Yeah.
I was about to curse.
I am Mel.
It is so funny, too. I know when people don't know me, for real, because that's when they call me Mel. It is a nickname for Melissa, though.
It shouldn't be.
I low-key agree.
You don't say Mel at all when you say Melissa.
But the spelling is M-E-L.
Okay, but because of the American language and the way that we spell words, you don't say Melissa. You say Melissa. We can call you Ma. We're not calling you Mel because I'm Mel.
I think too, because I have a sister, Melanie, so Mel goes better, so it doesn't go with Melissa. No, also, yes. Like all of those things combined lets me know.
Liz,
like,
and Lissa are right there for you all.
Yeah, Liz and Lissa are right there. Yeah, it is. It's definitely the most prominent
part. Right there.
Yes. I always know when you don't know me for real, you might say Mel. And
you can't say Amy to me. Or Unny. You can't do that.
Unny.
Unny. Like for Melanie.
Yeah.
Unny. You can't do that.
This dude did a video on Kev where he basically was like, y'all, this man's name is Kevin. Oh my freaking gosh. I thought it was his stare. I also
I
know
too.
That.
It's when hilarious you email, when people do that.
Hi, Kevon. And I'm just like,
that's great. That's hilarious to me. Kevon.
But he plays into it because Kev had that O with the thing in his name on Twitter.
He did?
Yes. And I think that's why people thought his name was Kevon. And it's like, sir, you're confusing people. Yes. His name is Kevin, traditionally. And it's just Kev as a nickname for Kevin on stage. Kev on stage. Yeah.
People also think Jason, because he had Jane away, yes. They think it's really spelled S-O-N. But I think the name was just taken.
Yes.
So he just changed it to J-S-O-N. Yes. But his name is really Jason. And there's
spelled traditionally.
An A in there.
Yeah. These are basic things for us. We're actually just not that fancy. Kevin's name is Kevin.
It's
K-E-V-I-N.
Kevin. It's very much Kevin.
Jason, J-A-S-O-N. I am Melissa. Liz. This is Melanie.
I am Mel.
Mel.
Mel, Mel, Mel.
Mel, Mel, Mel.
Mel.
And we are back right. From our Christmas break. Mel, how'd your break go? This is long story short.
It was good. We went to Atlanta for Christmas and New Year's. We were there the whole time. And we played a bunch of games. McKinley didn't talk to us the entire time we were there, which is what she typically does because she's with her cousin. So she says literally, like when we talk to her, she'd be looking at us like, yes. Why are you speaking
words? Why are you guys speaking to me? Like, I have my cousins here, my grandparents here. Like, leave me alone.
They recorded 1 million TikToks.
And they're all in drafts because apparently that's the thing the kids do.
Well, on their, they didn't post it on mine, but they posted on theirs, on her cousin's TikToks. So now when I scroll, it's just a bunch of TikToks of them. And I'll be like, yo, when does this end? I don't want to see any more TikToks of these kids doing dances. But yeah, so we did that. And then when I got back, I went into like not resolution mode because that's not, I don't want to do that. But I like to like really clean my house and like redo everything. So I redid our bedroom. I did our little office space. I want to do the girls' room. So it was a good, relaxing time.
Wait, you're not going to do a resolution? I think I'm not doing a resolution this year either.
No, I don't want to do that.
Why? Talk about this.
Because why?
Say, like, why though?
But there's not a resolution that I can think of that I stuck with ever in my life.
Yeah, I'm actually going to agree with that. Me too.
What happens is like, when I want to do something, I'm just going to do it and that change will just happen. Right. And so I don't want to be tied to the beginning of the year, or whatever, like throughout the year. It's kind of with gifts as well. I didn't really get myself or my kids even or my husband gifts low-key because I get y'all gifts every day. When you think about something that you want, we just go get it.
That's true.
And so I run out of idea. Like, I don't got what you want. You already have it. So we didn't really even, I mean, her grandparents or both of their grandparents and cousins and uncles and aunties got them stuff. But like me and Greg were like, y'all here. That's your gift. Amen.
That's your gift. I 100% agree and think that I am over resolutions. Mm-hmm. I think that I am with figuring out like a theme for the year so that allows me to work towards something. For example, mm-hmm. I want to organize our business behind the scenes. Mm-hmm, like I want the paperwork in order. I want to make sure that our accounts are lined up like accurately and appropriately. And like if something happens to us, you guys can pick it up and know like what's going on and what to give the kids and like that kind of thing. Those things are important to me. Whether or not it's a resolution, I don't really know, but I know that like this year, I want to make sure that I have things as in order as possible.
Got it, yeah.
And I feel like that's also translating to like every aspect of my life. Like I decluttered yesterday too. Mm-hmm. I got rid of a bunch of stuff. We're also moving in March. Yeah, in March. And so I'm like decluttering stuff. Like I just feel like the idea of organization will be like a theme than it's like the resolution. If that makes sense.
Yeah. But when you declutter, do you just reclutter? Are you just going to move and buy?
No, because organization and and being more like conscious about what I'm spending my money on is going to be a goal, maybe a resolution, but like a goal this year as well. Like realizing those dresses, I don't like these dresses, don't buy no more.
Yeah.
I'm like resolute in that. Like I have a conviction that I'm not going to continue to like buy a dress and be like, maybe this will be the one that'll change my mind. No, you don't like them. And that's okay. You don't have to like all the things that are available to you. You cannot like it.
Yeah.
I'm shopping my closet more. Like there's different things that I want to do about being more aware of like how I'm spending my money, what I'm spending it on. Because I feel like sometimes it is a high.
Yeah, yeah.
To like buy. I think that's why I buy and send stuff back though too. But like it's a high to like buy new things, get packages, whatever. But why though?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If you're not going to wear it, if you have stuff in your closet that you haven't worn or you forgot about because you have so much other junk, like go through. I threw away probably 8 huge trash bags full of clothes just from Josiah Frederick's room.
Oh, wow.
They were huge. I'm sending them all to Nehemiah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm sending them all to Nehemiah.
So you didn't throw them away. You're sending
I'm sending them to Nehemiah. Because some of that crap still has tags on it.
Oh, man. That'd be the stuff. Especially with kids.
Oh, my God.
They grow out of stuff. They wore it one time, and then you just mad.
Yes. I was like, dude, this still has a tag. He's like, well, I don't like that anymore.
Uh-uh.
Then he said, sorry, this is a little bit of a pop the trunk. I realized I buy my kids stuff based on the things I couldn't have as kids. So we didn't have a wardrobe full of like name brand stuff.
Yeah.
I have boys. I'm like, what do you guys want to wear? I don't want to buy you like trucks. They're also older. So like buying stuff with like trucks and dinosaurs, isn't it? So I'm like, they're Nike'd out, Adidas out. Mm-hmm. And Jill's like, I'm just kind of over Nike.
Oh, must be nice.
Those words would have never come out of my mouth.
Must be nice.
Ever. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
I don't know what this, what do I do with this now?
Fancy kids.
Yes. And so we cleared out his closet. He probably had 7 outfits at the end of it. Like
hilarious.
He had like a little bit of nothing. So we go to the mall to like buy him stuff. And I'm teaching him too, like how to build a wardrobe.
Because
Joe was like, I only want black. And I'm like, that because he's like, my friends always say I wear, Joe's a matching set kid. He loves a good matching set.
That is too chat.
So he's like, all my friends say I wear matching set. So I want to, basically, he didn't say diversify, but like, I want to diversify my wardrobe. But I want everything to be basic. I'm like, so they could say all you wear are black pants and colored shirt. So I'm like trying to teach him like, this is how you build a wardrobe. You buy these staples, you buy neutrals, you buy things you can mix and match.
Yeah.
And then you have like a statement piece, but you always have your neutral that you can pair it to and you can wear these one pair of pants 4 different ways, whatever. So we're going through it. He starts to get it, but low key has an attitude. And I'm just like, yes, I literally told him like, yesterday you wanted your friends to come over. None of them had a ride. Who went to go get them?
Oh.
Me.
Uh-huh.
You wanted to go to the mall on a Sunday. It's raining outside. It's cold. I could have been doing nothing. We're in here and I'm asking you, well, what ideas do you want?
Yeah.
You know, do you want to buy? What do you want to buy? So I know which store to go to because my instinct is to go to like Foot Locker.
Right.
They're going to get Nike stuff. And so he says to me, clothes. I said, you want to be a jerk? We'll stop in every single store in this mall.
Oh, no.
If you want to be a jerk, what we will do is stop in every single store in this mall. Since you want to be a jerk. Do you want to do that? Yeah, every single one. The girls, the adults, the preteens, every store.
The babies.
The baby section. And we will walk around because they have clothes since you want to be a jerk. I said, I need you to take 2 seconds before you answer my questions and think about, is this a jerk move or is this actually answering the question that my mom is asking me? That's what I need you to do. Because every time you ask me to show up for you, I show up for you.
Yeah.
In this moment, you're being a jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? What do you want? Oh, I was so frustrated. That actually wasn't my pop the trunk. He thought about it.
Oh, okay.
He sat there. He was like, okay, I want sweatpants and colored tops and this, that, and the third. So we went to like Cotton On where you can get like basic t-shirts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We went to Aeropostale,
like,
basically places that you could get, neutral stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to like Old Navy so I can get him like some camo pants. And I'm teaching him like these one pair of pants, you could wear white, you could wear black, you could wear this olive green color, you could wear with this beige color, you could wear with this color, like even red a little bit. Like I'm trying to teach him all that because that's the other problem. Like Joe, I told him this, you're 14 years old and you are so stuck in your ways.
Uh-huh.
how are you determined to only wear black? You're 14. Like, dude, don't even know what you like yet. Like, be able and willing to experiment and not be so stuck. Like, you know everything. I'm done. I just popped the trunk of my whole kid.
Hilarious.
But yes, I did. It's not Aeropostale. How you say it?
Aeropostale.
Is it really? Pastel?
I've heard it pronounced both ways, to be honest.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I always say Aeropostale.
I say Aeropostale too. Can you just confirm for the people that y'all are moving in the state of California and to Atlanta?
Yes. No, we're moving to the state of California, inside of the state of California. We're actually moving. This is a long story that I actually don't think we've ever shared. So just quickly. And then actually before, sometimes when you are moving and with the busyness of life, you don't always have time to go to the grocery store. And what is really, really convenient is having food delivered directly to your home with the ingredients pre-packaged, pre-portioned based on your family's dietary needs and restrictions. And that is where HelloFresh comes in.
HelloFresh. So you've got New Year's goals and HelloFresh is here to help you achieve them. Skip the grocery store and take control of your time and budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh's festive fare collection features limited time recipes made with seasonal produce and premium proteins. Get out of the post-holiday slump with these elevated winter classics. So literally we got back from Atlanta on the 2nd, and I was like determined to make like a New Year's Eve dish or meal, so I ended up like making home stuff. But the very next day, it was raining. Yep. LA has been gross, and my HelloFresh order delivered, and it was so clutch. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have to think about grocery. Like, you know, when you've been out of town, you got to like restock the house. Mm-hmm. You got to do everything. And so, and when it's raining, you don't want to do that. And this time of year.
Yes.
So it was just so clutch. I didn't have to worry about dinner. We made meatloaf. They had some chicken sandwiches in there that I'm hype about, a little pasta. So anyway, and McKinley, of course, helped. That's the other thing. I'm like very much into making her help make dinner. And HelloFresh is just so easy, even for her to read those cards. They're just really, really easy. So I am all in on HelloFresh. We, as a family, I'm making Greg make a meal.
Oh,
I know, right? This is so clutch. I'm like, yo, your turn.
Greg being involved, that is low-key
clutch.
That's the best. Yes.
I'm so excited. So go to HelloFresh.com/juice21.
Juice21.
And use code juice21.
Juice21.
For 21 free meals plus free shipping. That is HelloFresh.com/juice21.
Juice21.
Use code juice21.
Juice21.
For 21 free meals. 21.
It is a lot, Chad. That's almost a month.
Plus free shipping.
Boom.
Y'all better tap in.
I will say this. My sister, middle sister Monique, also uses HelloFresh pretty faithfully. And Tayson, our nephew, was helping her cut the vegetables with his pretend knife. First of all, it was super adorable. I was on FaceTime watching them. It was just the cutest little thing. Anyway, we are moving. Yes. So we actually, okay, you guys know the story of the dream house, right?
Yes.
We were supposed to buy the house. The pandemic hit. We're self-employed. All them loans were like, yeah, no more. Mm-hmm. And actually the mortgage company or the lender that you guys went through is actually no more either. So it was like a whole fiasco. We ended up moving to Calabasas. Y'all know that story. Those people got divorced and was like, do y'all want to buy? And we were like, no, we can't afford. Like, we were renting because we can't afford to buy this house. And so they were going through divorce, wanted to sell the house. They were already in financial struggle anyway. We kind of got hip to that at the very beginning. But regardless, so we moved to the house we're in. When that transition happened from Calabasas to here, I was like, I don't want to be in this position again. We need to buy a house. So we actually did buy a home. Okay, you guys do remember. But the timing when that house was done, it was a new construction home, and the lease of this house didn't exactly line up. Plus, the house that we're renting now is actually bigger than the house that we own. So we were like, oh, we want the space, whatever. So we stayed in this house. we're done with that. We're over that. We want to be settled again. These people want to sell the house as well. It's just everything is just everything. Okay. And so we are, there's still that overlap time. So technically our lease was up in December, but we're not going to be able to move until March. So, yeah. So that's what we're doing in March, moving into our actual own space. And I'm so happy and excited about it that I can finally like live, paint, do yes. what I want to do and feel like no one can like take it from up you. Under me.
Yeah.
Finding a place where the place that you are living in, like their term for that property is long-term rentership mm-hmm. is like more solidifying yeah. than like where we've been living here since we first moved is no one's like really into like, I want to rent this. You yeah. know what I mean? They're yeah, trying to yeah. flip it. So this is really nice for us. Okay. Moving on. Last thing I wanted to say about long story short, we went to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
We took my dad and his wife to Vegas, and this was just the cutest thing I've ever done in my entire life. My dad and his wife were so freaking excited. They went to Angel's end of the year party, yep, Christmas party, which was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And, you know, Tabitha Brown was there. And my dad's wife is like a huge fan of Tabitha. So to meet her and she took pictures, like yeah. it was just everything for her. And they had a good time and the carolers, all of that. Then we took them to Vegas. Mind you, Vegas ain't nothing but a hop, jump, and a skip away from LA. Yeah. Okay. So it's really not even that far. It's not like a trip. We put them up in this like 2-bedroom suite and they text us and was like, yo, this is an apartment. Y'all got us an apartment. Like, they were so excited. They had never been. My dad said he's gone, but I don't think he actually has
How
been.
How here? He finna tell you.
It will tell us, Daddy. Daddy said he's gone. Tina, his wife, has never gone. We went to the Michael Jackson show. Highly recommend if you ever go to Vegas, you must go to the Michael Jackson one show. It's phenomenal. They had such a good time. We had really good seats. Really great. We went to the Mad Apple show, I think it's what it's called. Bruce Briggs, he's one of the guys, he's a drummer.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
So he's in the show, freaking fantastic. We got to talk to the cast and take pictures with the cast, and then we ate really good and went to the Wynn, and they just had a freaking phenomenal time. And I said this in my post, and it really is like one of the best things is being able to give to your, I know we all want to do for our kids, but when they don't know differently, I don't yeah. always feel like they have a true appreciation for like the sacrifices you're making to provide the life that they have. Mm-hmm. Where your parents, they actually know the sacrifice.
They get it, yeah.
Because they gave, they sacrificed. They're the ones who sacrificed.
For you.
Yeah, for you. And so to give my dad, you know, for him, which was just like this trip of luxury,
yeah,
was just, it made me so proud in a way that I didn't realize like how proud I would be to show him like, look what you did for us that allows me now to do for you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was just really, really. And we went to the Lakers game with them. Like, they just had a ball, and they literally are texting all the time. Like, thank you. We were just talking about it. Like, we just had such a good time.
He put top notch all day.
Daddy in there.
Top notch.
I just feel like if you ever have the opportunity, and I say this, and the reason why I say Las Vegas is, like, I don't even mean you have to take your parents to, like, the Caribbean.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
take them to a restaurant that right. they couldn't afford uh-huh. when you were growing up. And for them, that becomes like a really full circle moment.
Yeah.
And I think that's what that was for me. It was just a really full circle moment. Thank you, Daddy, for like your sacrifices. And then thank you for like out loud being appreciative
of for it. Yeah.
everything that we did. Like, he was hugging on me. Like, it was just really, really, really sweet. So anyway, those are our long story short. We have a pop the trunk. I got one.
Okay, girl.
Okay, so we go to Vegas. Okay, this is what happened. There are, first of all, let's step back. The day before we go to Vegas, our flight is canceled because Southwest. Correct. Or actually 2 days. It was like 2 days before. Our flight gets canceled because we're flying on Southwest. So we asked Vinny to drive us. Great. Now we're going to get there early. I usually plan our trips to arrive right around check-in because I don't like sitting around waiting, figuring out what to do. Now we're going to get there earlier because we want to miss traffic. Mm-hmm. We call the hotel. Hey, we're getting in earlier. Can we book the hotel room for the night before? Yeah. So when we arrive, we'll have our room. We'll be squared away. She's like, oh, we're booked for the night. But what we can do is reserve an early check-in for you. There is a fee.
Okay.
So we're thinking to ourselves, well, if we're paying for it, it has to be guaranteed.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. If I paid for it, right. It gotta be a must. So we arrive to our hotel and our rooms are not ready. Turns out the lady messed up. There was no availability to do an early check-in.
Oh, no.
Because they were sold out the night before. Uh-huh. Makes total sense, now that you think about it, right? So they end up refunding us. But what does that mean? We're stuck in the lobby waiting. Mm-hmm. But the lady's rushing because she realizes, oh, shoot. Like, she saw the notes in there and everything. You know, she's like, I'm so sorry. I will refund the fee, but also waive a couple fees because, like, I understand we messed up. My dad and Tina's room are available first. The bellhop takes their bags upstairs, sends the rest of them downstairs. Our room gets ready maybe about an hour and a half later, takes our room. I call. Hey, the guy has our room because all of our bags are on the same cart. Can he come in? She's like, actually, my notes say that cart was already delivered. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if they were, Tina and my dad would have said, hey, we have your bags.
Right.
They didn't. So you have to have my bags. So I said, let me check. So I go texting my dad and him, hey, do you guys have our room, our key? They don't answer for a little while. So the lady goes, do you need anything else?
Oh, no.
I said, I'm still waiting for them to respond. Give me just a second. Well, I need to put you on hold then. So I said, once I'm on hold, not you have an attitude. So Isaiah and Kev come out because they're like, are you talking to the lady? I was like, no, she put me on hold too fast.
Yeah.
So she gets back on the phone and I said, they haven't been able to respond yet. But I'm not going to lie. The way that we ended when you put me on hold, it made it seem like I was bothering you as if you had an attitude that I was verifying where my bags were. And I just want to let you know, I didn't mean to come across any sort of way, but I definitely felt like there was an attitude. It's not that I have an attitude. Oh. It's just that I'm the only person working here and there's a long line and I'm working the phone. I said, well, that sounds really unfortunate. I'm really sorry that that's the position you're in, but I didn't.
That sounds like a you problem.
That sounds like a you should take that up with your boss problem. That sounds like a scheduling problem. That sounds like you should call your coworker who called off that put you in this position. It is not my fault.
No.
So she goes, do you want to? She said, well, I'm really sorry about that. Do you want to speak to my manager?
Oh.
I said, actually, I don't. Your apology was more than enough.
Oh, no, honey. She should apply to other jobs.
I was so pissed. Because I just couldn't. And Kev was like, are you going to say something? Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. I am absolutely going to say something because now I'm irritated because I was in your lobby for 2 hours.
Right.
Due to no fault of my own.
Y'all messed up.
Y'all messed up first there. And we were so nice about it. I asked for my bags to be. And she's like, then she says to me, I don't even know we can make two trips. I said, well, ma'am, if I don't have my bags, he's going to have to.
What is the other option here?
He's going to have to. If your policy is the bellhop man can't make two trips, ask me how many rooms are these bags going to so you could separate the cart according to the rooms. You didn't ask me that. You put all of the bags on one cart. There's 10 of us. Do you have a room that fits 10 people that's a suite somewhere? Ask me those questions. I don't know your policy. I didn't clock in this morning. Girl. I don't receive a W-2 from the wind.
No.
So.
Girl.
You put all my bags on one. Then he took them downstairs. I'm going to need him to come upstairs.
Yes.
If you're frustrated because your line is long, you're the only one working and you're working the phone, go woosah somewhere.
Yes.
And then have a conversation with your manager about being short-staffed.
Yeah, literally.
As a customer, and I told her, I said, we have 3 very expensive rooms at this hotel and I just really don't appreciate your attitude.
At all.
I didn't speak to the manager. Low-key, though, I probably should have. That's actually a moment where I probably should have. But I was low-key being a little facetious because I literally said, your apology was enough.
Yeah. Because
I just couldn't. Like, girl, what did I do to you? Nothing. I literally did nothing. I am trying to verify where my bags are. That's what I'm trying to do. Anyway. Black Twitter trends.
Black Twitter trends. So, over the break, I sent 500,000 screenshots to
oh my God
our group chat about the Meg Thee Stallion court case because I was all in, and Meg the reporter, ow, shout out to her, is the one who like followed the case. She was at the courthouse. She was in there, and she would go in, come out, give the update, tweet the update, go back in, come out, tweet the update. And now that the court case is over, we're doing over because he didn't got a new lawyer and they trying to appeal. It's a whole thing. But she now has like gotten access to all of the evidence that was presented in trial and is like releasing those on her Twitter as well. And so
wait, how did she get that?
Apparently it's public record. So after it's done, all you have to do is put in the request and they release it to you.
She should do a podcast.
Listen, I'm like, girl. So people were asking her about like other court cases and she's like, well, I'm in California, so the ones that I cover are in California. But like I think she like recommended a few people in other states, like, you know, follow them, or if I find out something, like she was saying she would release it. But she did a phenomenal, all those reporters did a phenomenal job keeping us updated on the tea for the day.
I would love for those like Twitter transcripts or whatever to become like a daily, like if there was a podcast that, this is the idea, I'm just giving it out to the world, a celebrity court case podcast.
Oh, yes.
That literally follows the celebrity cases
and
drops the tea on like what's going on.
Yes.
Oh my God. The way that they do criminal
cases,
unsolved
trials.
Oh my God. I would be all in.
Oh my
God. Because I'm not on Twitter that way, but if give me a podcast. Oh
it
my
was
God.
From Kelsey. And if you don't know, Meg Thee Stallion got shot. And Tory Lanez has been officially convicted of shooting her. Okay, that's the reality of the situation.
We don't have to say alleged.
I don't have to say alleged because he has been found guilty.
As of right now, that's a fact.
And Kelsey, who was her best friend, was there at the scene, and now they ain't best friends no more. But her testimony was so key to Kelsey was so key to the trial. Because she on the stand, like, I don't know, I don't remember what happened. I don't know. So then they were like, well, then just play the tape, honey, because in September we interviewed you and you knew a whole lot more than you seem to know today. So hit play. Hit play.
Yeah.
And they played all 90 minutes of that girl's testimony when she was able to remember everything that happened. And so that it was
that's
deep.
The only thing about being like shady is that you forget what you have
said
record.
Yes.
And then they can pull it up. That. Like, is that your voice? Does this jog your memory a little bit? Oh, no, it doesn't. We could keep playing. It's 90 minutes.
They play that. And so she's going to be, or she already, Meg the Reporter is what we call her. She released that whole thing. And then the jail calls. Tory Lanez called Kelsey. When he got, after the shooting, he got arrested. He calls her. Kelsey is at the hospital at Cedar Sinai while Meg is upstairs at the hospital getting her surgeries. Kelsey is downstairs on the phone because he didn't call her on the jail. The problem is when you in jail, they record your phone conversation.
I think they tell you that, don't you?
It says it.
Yeah. That like this is a recorded conversation.
So it was recorded and those got released. And child, it just was an entire mess. So anyway, that was wild. But on that note, the Young Thug RICO case starts today in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm all in on that as well. And there's a black woman reporter who's going to be following that one. So follow her. I've got to find her name. But all in on her. She also had a few people. They said it's going to take like 6 months.
Oh, really?
Yes, because
RICO is like, this is serious.
It's big stuff.
Like, this is a serious.
It's big stuff. I am like, ooh, hoo, hoo. And they talking about they got like a bunch of people that will potentially be called to testify to be up on the witness stand. And there was some celebrity names dropped. So I'm going to be all in on that.
Listen, think about RICO in the way that women approach men. By the time I am confronting you, the evidence is stacked against you. There's way you're wiggling yourself out of it. There's no way you have an alibi that I haven't chased to the ends of the earth just to verify what I think is the truth. Like, by the time it's a RICO charge.
They said, we got it.
Yeah, you caught three ways from Sunday. Like, there's no way you're getting out of it.
It's going to be so, Georgia said, we got you. We ready. So they're doing, today is, I think it's jury selection. So they're starting the jury selection literally today.
Jury selection makes a difference, though.
It does.
In Atlanta, they're going to have a bunch of black folk.
Well, if he in the city, yes. And I believe it's,
well,
in the city.
Because where we are in terms of the world also matters. I don't know. I was trying to say because, you know, OJ got off because there's a bunch of black folk on there.
That's true.
But like also during this time, we had Rodney King.
Oh.
So all of that plays a role like into the psyche of like what's going on. So I don't know. I don't know Young Thug enough to know, like, is he a good person that like we feel bad? Like, is there any empathy for him?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is what I'm going to say. But also, the other thing is, in California, the law has recently passed where lyrics, if you are an artist, your lyrics cannot be used in court. That law don't exist in Atlanta, Georgia. So they have already approved his lyrics to be used in the trial. And the problem with that is that these rappers be dumb.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they will literally, I forgot, was it Chief Keef, I think, who his song was used in the trial because he literally, like, told the story. I think he got convicted. If not, then that's all alleged. But I'm pretty sure he got convicted and went to jail because his lyrics told the story of what they were trying to accuse him. Oh, Bobby Shmurda. It wasn't Chief Keef. I'm sorry. It was Bobby Shmurda. Sorry. And his name is Bobby Shmurda. But don't, that's, anyway. It's finna be tea and I'm all in. Just know that. I am all, listen, every day. Y'all finna get the same amount of screenshots. I be sending all the screenshots to, listen, Kev and Greg. Look, look, this is what happened.
Tea. Y'all stay out of trouble, okay?
Stay out of trouble, amen.
Okay.
The other thing, can I just quickly say, because I think it was put in the chat, Damar Hamlin, that was the NFL player who, like,
oh my God,
passed out on the field, and I think he got released today.
Oh, I didn't know he was released. I did say see he like FaceTime his teammates or something.
Yes.
Like he was on the, did he make a post? I might be confusing.
He did make a post.
Okay, I was like, I might be confusing him with Jeremy Renner because they were making posts and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, that football is it was cardiac arrest.
It is so
dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the tape of what happened, it didn't even look that hard.
It didn't.
I mean, no, it's hard to tell impact.
Scientifically, what happened is your heart beats at
this.
A rhythm.
Yes.
He was hit in between the beats, and that's why it stopped.
It's like a freak accident.
Yes.
Because
it's like
it has to happen at a particular point.
Yes.
And it just happened to happen at that time. That's wild.
That it's so wild. I am, because he's what, 24?
Something like that. He's
like
young. He's young.
I just can't imagine that moment for like their family. And it's caught on tape.
Gosh,
that moment for the family to see that. 23. Okay.
23.
Caught on tape. And then even for him to like go back. Like, and then the idea of wanting to continue the game.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I have a lot of questions. I am going to assume, okay, that because the NFL is the NFL, which is a massive organization, and you would assume everybody is tuned in that works for that organization is tuned in and watching. But the reality is, what was it, a Sunday?
Yes.
People be doing stuff. It's a holiday break. So I'm going to assume that there are a lot of checkpoints that have to happen. And
100%.
Not that people maybe were like, really, let's go play. I would hope that the people
we're gonna
who
give
run
them this
the
benefit
NFL
of the doubt.
Were not really contemplating playing. And instead, we're just trying to make sure that everything was
all the
addressed,
red tape was
right when you think about
advertisements apparently
when you think
where
about,
they are in the season
so not that they were trying to convince people that we should stop, but instead just FYI, do what you got to do because it's going to stop. That also, like, when you are on when you are in broadcasting and you have a time allotted for something, should that change, you then have to figure out what the hell to put in that place, what to program in that place.
Yes.
So I'm just going to assume that there were some checks and balances and not that they had really thought about playing a game when a man had a heart attack on the damn field.
Yes. What we're saying is we're going to give them that benefit of the doubt. Amen. We understand that the reality is that it's probably, it may not be that. I want to say 100%. Probably not, but it may not be that.
Yeah,
what we're
saying
is that we're choosing to give people
absolutely
the benefit of the doubt, because the opposite of that benefit is infuriating.
Absolutely.
And then when it drills down to it being a black man, it gets more complicated absolutely in those thoughts. So there is a choice being made
100%.
Here. Okay.
Follow that. Follow that.
Follow that choice.
Because listen.
Yeah, because listen. We otherwise, understand. You have a different conversation and the energy is a heck of a lot.
Yeah.
And it was CPR and because his heart stopped and his breathing or something like that. There's two things that were done.
Yes.
I can't think of what the other one's called.
I can't either.
When they have to like put a tube down you to make you breathe or something?
No. AED. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, that's
AED.
The defibrillators.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's
yes
where your heart stops.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is like, this man was dead on the field.
Yeah, literally.
I had to deal with that. I worked at the YMCA once and a guy had a heart attack.
Are you
serious?
I had
to go get the AED.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know how to administer CPR?
Yes.
I want to learn. After
I
that,
do too.
I was like, I need to learn how to do this.
I do.
That's
too.
That's scary.
I want to take a class. When we were in Atlanta, actually, we were at Papado's, uh-huh, me, Kev, and an event planner, and there was a kid who was choking. Mm. It was the scariest, like 30, 35 seconds of my life, because you see and feel the escalation of the family where you're like, oh my God, he's choking. You're doing this. And you're like, it's not coming mm-hmm out. He's still choking. And then everyone's standing like, no, 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 no. Get someone.
Oh, man.
He is still choking.
That's wild.
And I'm watching this and I'm literally like, we have to call. We need to call something.
Do something.
Yeah, we need to do something, John. Because you see the panic come across the family. And he was young, probably like two, like really, really young. And
oh,
I was
Jesus
like, completely freaked out to witness something like that. Like we all, I remember while we're talking, our nephew Nehemiah.
I was about to say, when we were in Hawaii, I think it was last spring break. Two spring breaks ago. We went to Florida last
You're
spring
right
break. Two spring breaks ago, Nehemiah, we were on the beach.
Yes.
And that boy started choking.
He swallowed a grape.
He sure
hole
did. He sure did.
Why?
And Monique, our sister,
She punched him.
Saved that boy's life.
No, legitimately.
Mm-hmm. Legit.
I mean, just, boom.
Yeah, and it,
boom.
I was like, oh, girl, you really do this.
And it was hard. Like to the point where
scary
if it didn't come out, it was like, girl, are you trying to kill him before the grape does? Like, I'm so confused why you hit him so hard.
I mean,
but they say you have to hit
yes
that hard.
Yeah, when you're doing CPR, sometimes you break a rib or two.
Yes. And she about caved his
what
chest in.
I want to learn it, but it's so scary. It's so scary.
Yes.
But when you have kids, especially, it's like, no.
No,
you need
should
to learn.
You absolutely
you need
should
to know how
because
to do
because the stuff other thing is, there is an additional layer of panic in realizing someone is choking. I'm
uh-huh
not going to say your child. And I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah
so you're kind of stuck at the mercy of like calling 911,
yeah,
having them walk you through what to do. Like, you really should. You know, we should take a class.
We should
take a class. Because as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, this, it's actually very scary.
They have them. They usually have CPR classes from the YMCA to like the fire people. Red Cross. There you go.
You probably look up places they schedule them at like a school or something like that. And you just go for like 20 minutes to an hour. And
it's not repeated classes. It's one time?
No, typically it's, I when I did it for the YMCA, you're certified for 2 years. You take one class.
Oh, I'm going. We're doing it.
Yeah,
we are doing
yeah
it.
Yeah, if you stand it up, I'm going. Nick said, Nick, you can't teach us from afar. You got to come out here and teach us.
I know. We going to do virtual
certified. And does it change? Does
so
the techniques?
Certain regulations change. Like they used to do, they used to teach it the mouth to mouth. Now that's no longer a thing. It's
really?
Just CPR. Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Why?
Why?
It had to do with pandemic things and all of that.
Oh.
So they change, they update stuff. Also, what they assume that the everyday person is qualified and can actually do, it's CPR. It's like just to give them one thing.
I need a machine. I don't even want to have to. The pressure of it being like me being able to find the right place and like hitting hard enough, especially if it's like a loved one of mine. I need a machine. Give me a machine
the
that
AED
I can like
do.
Bam, you're alive.
The AED,
we did it.
The AED will tell you what to do. It speaks to you and tells you exactly what you need to do.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
Because Jesus.
With the defibrillator. Yes. But no one just has defibrillators at the house.
No, you can. They're expensive. I don't know if you can buy them for personal use, I would assume.
They probably on Amazon. Let's look. But, what's it called?
Defibrillator.
We had a blood pressure machine because Melanie had death range, actually.
Yes.
High blood pressure when after Micaiah was born. I still had that thing because afterward I was like, yeah, we need to understand what's going on with your blood pressure in real time. And so we just had one at the house. Danny had one in like her car. Yeah,
I had one.
Ours. Did you?
Yeah,
you?
Greg has used it randomly. Like if we're ever like, we don't feel right, we take it now.
Oh, maybe I should take it out the trash.
You should take it out the trash. You should just keep it.
Okay, I'm going to take it out. Kev, take it out. Wants me to tell the story and then we can move on.
Okay.
That Joe choked too light. Low key, all these experiences I had, I need to learn, okay?
What?
We were at what's the restaurant that I love to go to? It's not a teppanyaki place. It's the one we go to in
Washington, I'm assuming.
No,
not
it's here.
It's here. Jesus.
Where they cook in front of you.
Hibachi.
No.
It's Korean barbecue?
Thank you. Okay. Korean barbecue. Like it's not teppanyaki, but like the other one. It was Korean barbecue. Okay. So we were there and Joe started choking. When I tell you I'm useless.
That would be me.
I am so, this is why I need to learn so I can like center myself to do what needs to be done. I saw him choking and he looked and I can see like, oh my God, my baby's choking. I said, "Wah!"
That would be me.
And that like, that's all I could muster was a scream. Sorry to the people that are listening. I know that scream. I know the girl will be mad. But that's all I could muster. Was a because it's like a release of pressure with your mind is going, your heart is going, like your adrenaline is going, and you're just like, oh my God, my baby's choking. I don't know what to do. I need to scream.
What happened?
Kev did something. I don't even know because I really don't remember. I feel like he probably hugged him or something.
Heimlich? Yeah.
That's called the Heimlich.
That's the Heimlich.
I thought that was all a part of CPR, Chuck. CPR heart specifically.
The Heimlich is your what you do is you put your fists balled up under their diaphragm, and when you push up, it pushes the air out of their lungs.
So I feel like that's what he did. I don't feel like he was doing like put your fists and do it like that. Yeah. I think he was just like
trying
to get it out, and it came out. But when I tell you, she hugged him, child. She hugged him. When I tell you, all I could do was scream.
Randomly, like when things happen, like yesterday, don't call CPS on me, but like there was a chair in front of our couch and Micaiah climbed on the chair and then climbed on the couch and then fell on the side. She fell off the couch and then I just heard her screaming and I immediately like, I don't want to go in there because if something's wrong with my baby, I am useless. I am just on the floor screaming the entire time. Yes. Greg, you better do something, John.
Do something, John. If you guys haven't seen John Q, that's where that line is from. Yeah.
But I am you. I'm
useless.
Completely you. Somebody step in.
No.
Save my children.
I need someone to step in. Because even picking up the phone, I know I'm going to be like, I need to call 911. Alexa, can you call? Because my
number
don't
to 911?
Work. I can't figure out how to make my phone turn on. Like, I know I am going to be, like, I need to be able to be like, you know what to do.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, class will help with that.
Yes.
They, you do run through it a couple times in like a fake scenario where you got to act quick and like, what do you do when like,
yeah,
how do you spot
I need
it
these things.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just said, what's the number to 911? I know we're going to get through the rest of this, but I just want to tell this quick story.
Oh, what?
You know this story, but we used to have an Airbnb, Greg and I. We have rental property in Atlanta, and we have, at first when we got it, the point was to do Airbnbs. Y'all know I always got a story. So we have Ring doorbells in front of the Airbnbs just to like make sure who you said you was coming is coming, right? So it is the beginning of the pandemic. It is like March 2020.
Mel still has. Do you still have this video?
I still have the video. I will not send it so that it can be added because they may sue me. But
true.
It is we are watching Tiger King.
I remember.
It had just came out, and Greg and
This is early pandemic.
Early pandemic. We had, I'm just like, oh, I ain't got to go to work no more. So we like in the house. We are watching Tiger King, and a girl had booked our Airbnb, said that she just needed to get away for the weekend with her baby. And so we saw her pull up, and she has her little child, and she has like a case of beer. And so Greg's like, she finna have a party. That's not getting away from the weekend. She's going to have a party. So we're like, whatever. You know, day keeps going. We're just watching. A few people show up. I'm like, oh, that's her brother. You know, whatever. Y'all know I like reality TV. And this is like Ring doorbell on reality. It's reality TV on Ring doorbell. So I'm all in. So the evening comes.
Oh,
you
my God.
Hearing the music going, and people are just showing up. Everybody just pulling up to the house. And I'm like, okay, Greg, she might really be having a party, but like, whatever, it's okay. Like, do your thing. As long as you don't trash the house, it's all good. It's not all good. Because about 15 minutes after that,
oh my God,
there was a group of we counted, right? It was like 12 people who walked past the camera, walked past the house. And I'm like, are they coming? Okay, they passed the house. They're not coming to the house. And then they turn around. And then they come to the door. And I'm like, okay, so they're coming in the house. So it's like really party. So full on.
Party.
We're not tripping. Because like, whatever, do your thing. But we had a whole basement. So we not tripping, do your thing. And then. Two men come out. Right in the light, the spotlight.
I mean, like they knew
the
Ring where
doorbell.
The camera was.
And they going back, they arguing, okay? He asking him where his shoes at. He like, you my boy, but you took my shoes, you ain't get my shoes back. And he like, them all dusty shoes. And I'm like, oh, shoot. And Greg like, he gonna hit him. And I'm like, no, he not. They all right. He like, and they're saying that they were friends. So I'm like, they friends. He ain't finna fight him. So then he goes from shoes to a chain. You took my chain from my house too, and you ain't bring it back. He was that old broke chain. I was at the park and it broke off my neck because it was broke. It was cheap. Oh, cheap chain. And I'm like, why would you be doing this? It's something you took of your friends. Like, here we go. So homeboy just kind of looking. That man hauled off and knocked him out.
Sure did.
I mean, clean, knocked. The man dropped.
Yes, he did.
You know what I did? What are we gonna do? I'm screaming, right? Because I'm like, I don't really know what to do. And we're in California, and this is in Atlanta. And so what do we do? You know what I said? What's the number to 911? What is the number to 911 in Atlanta? Because we're in California. And if I call the police, if I dial 911 right now, it's going to be LA police. I don't need
That's
LAPD.
True.
I need APD.
I think you just tell them.
I need it for Atlanta.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I get that.
I started Googling.
What's the non-emergent number? What's the non-emergency number for 911 in Atlanta?
Girl. So then the girl who rented comes out with her child. It is probably what?
Why does
1
she have
o'clock
her
in the
child
morning?
There?
It's 1 a.m., 1, 2 a.m. She comes out on the porch. So everybody's right there. Everybody's coming out now. Oh, what happened? Homeboy is like just waking up, okay? Getting out of the dude who hit him has left. He's just waking up. She gonna say, cover the cameras.
She said this.
Yes. So they start standing in front of the camera.
Girl, bye.
I'm like, Gregory, what do we do? It was the worst experience I've ever had. Okay. That man eventually gets up. We are texting her like, girl, we can see you. And
not
so,
cover the cameras, yeah. Girl. It's too late.
Like,
we already see
everybody. Him. Come back inside. Everybody. So they like come back inside. She's texting us. We're making them leave. Everybody's going to leave. I'm so sorry. I'm making them leave. Whatever. A few people left. Everybody didn't leave. They stay there. And then you know what happens? This man goes. He's standing. Excuse me. He's standing on the porch. And he's like, y'all want to see me do some donuts? And it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, right? All of a sudden, he goes, and you see this car just zoom, zoom, zoom. And I was
this like, is the guy who was hit?
No, it's a whole nother guy.
Okay.
Whole different person, okay? I was like, who the hell are these people? So they're doing donuts. We're texting again. Really, y'all, you got to go. Long story short, because that was long. Eventually, we call Airbnb. We tell them it was like a big old mess. By the time we get the cleaners to go to the house to like clean up the house after they have already left, she's taking pictures. We had like a chalkboard wall down stairs. She had like, they had written all their like Instagram names on there. And so, you know me, I'm like, well, who are these people? So I go to their Instagram. She had made a flyer to say that it was like a stripper party at our Airbnb. We saw the party live. I was like, Greg, shut it down. Shut it down. So we don't do Airbnb anymore. Now we have long-term rentals.
First of all, you're a terrible promoter. Okay. There was 12 people.
Terrible.
There. Terrible promoter. Second of all, there was a fight at your party, and you're talking about cover the cameras a day late and a dollar short.
Literally,
with
the last
your
moment.
Like 1 year old.
With your what? That's the other thing. If it, I assume because her child was there, she didn't realize there was going to be a party and all these people were going to pull up. No, if you made the flyer,
like there was a flyer.
She was planning on not having her kid, and suddenly
and now she has her kid, girl.
Full flyer. I was like, this is the worst idea we've ever had. I don't care how much money these people say they're making on Airbnb. Give me.
Consistency of a renter.
We have a nurse and a doctor in there now.
You
amen?
Sure do. And they are fantastic.
And they pay the rent and they don't party. We went to the house and it's in better condition than we gave it to them. I'm like, yes, amen. Y'all can stay.
Our Washington renter is about to move out and I'm low-key kind of sad. Because now we got to start the process all over again. And I'm just like, you never know what you're going to get.
Don't do Airbnb. It was the worst. Anyway, moving on. We have 5 minutes left.
Okay, go.
Well, let's go to What the Florida.
Okay, go for it.
You down? Somebody sent, there was a whole bunch. Florida was Florida-ing.
Yes, but someone sent me like a Wisconsin thing.
Oh.
They were like, Joshua just texted me, did you finish Emily in Paris? And I am crying because I haven't finished it.
Because he's all in.
I'm going to finish it.
On the reality.
Someone sent me a we need a folder.
We do.
We need a folder. I can't remember. So go ahead.
Okay. So this one is from January 4th, 2023.
Okay.
And the headline is alleged burglars arrested after calling 911 for help moving belongings. Okay. So what happened is they called the police to ask for assistance moving items from the house they were burglarizing.
Oh, I was just about to say no.
And
they didn't.
A ride to the airport.
And a ride to the airport with the stuff that they had stolen?
Yes, it was in Kissimmee, Florida, about 20 minutes from Orlando.
Like that's where Grandma was.
I think so too. Yeah, that's what happened.
Chill. People be dumb.
Florida. Good old Florida. You know what's a good idea? Robbing a place and then calling the police to help you.
They're calling the police on you. Like
help
on myself.
Help me move this, please.
Because they're not going to know I stole this. So
absolutely not.
It'll
makes
all
sense.
Work out. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it. We ain't do no TV, but that's okay because we're going to have a lot. When we come back, you need to talk about Sister Wives.
Oh, my gosh. I have my thing coming up, possibly.
Oh,
it depends
you're
on if
posting.
The sound. Yeah. It depends on if the sound did it.
But it was like a three-parter.
It was a three-parter. Did
Is
you watch it?
Over?
The three this season. But let me tell you, in March, stay tuned.
Wait.
Brother Husband is coming. And it's black people.
Oh, Lord. On what network?
On TLC.
Jesus. Wait, no, I have questions, Sister Wives.
Oh, go.
I watched the first one with you because
yes.
I was at your house.
Yes.
Has there been more?
Yes, the third one dropped last night.
Oh, I missed the other two.
Yeah, but it was a bunch of nothing for me. Like, low-key, it was boring. The last one yesterday was pretty good.
Okay.
But I feel like, all in all, this is all you need to know.
Okay.
Fourth wife.
Okay.
And husband.
Okay.
Are finna be in a monogamous relationship.
So it's not sister wives. She ain't got no sisters.
The other
She's
three
the wife.
Wives are out of here. The other three wives are out of here. They're gone. Okay. Bye. Leave me alone.
She's a wife. No wives.
Yes. And I think that's why brother husband is coming.
And so brother husband means what?
Means one wife.
With multiple husbands?
With multiple husbands.
And they're black.
Yes. There was a black couple. And then there was another couple. I don't know what she was, but she didn't. I don't want to say she wasn't black because I obviously don't know her. You know her DNA bloodline.
Yeah.
But her skin tone wasn't black. Okay.
Okay.
One of her husbands was white in terms of skin tone, and one of her husbands was black.
Where she live at?
I don't know. They didn't give us none of those details.
It's in March.
New season, new show, new everything premieres in March.
Brother husband is not the
same. First of all, it don't even flow the same.
It don't flow
but
the same.
But when I tell you, I am about to be all in because I want to see the, like, Cody, the husband of Sister Wives, he basically, the host was like, you know, is fourth wife your favorite? And he was like, no, but she has found favor. I kid you not. This man said this. And so he feels like you have to earn, like you do things to earn like my love and get,
from
and therefore
him?
You get favor. Yes. And so that favor looks like more time with you, more romantic.
He's the prize?
And yeah, absolutely. 100%.
It's not
and
like.
So when you do things that piss him off, that he considers disrespectful, that he considers unloyal, I don't know the right word, then he punishes you by way of emotional abuse is what it boils down to.
That's why he got a wife now.
Yes, but she'd be completely here for it. My thing is with her, I know we say we weren't going to do it, but we're here now. I'm about to finish it up. The thing about it is, right, fourth wife is now HWIC, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay? The other wives are gone.
Head wife and
child? Yes.
Girl, HBIC, go ahead.
HBIC. So if he decides to stay in polygamy, which I doubt he is, he seems to be at a crossroads with it, but she's very much like, they stole the big polygamous family from me. So if they decide to do it again, now you're the HBIC.
Yeah.
You don't think you could potentially be replaced?
You gonna be?
You don't think that maybe the newest, youngest thing could potentially replace you because you were once the newest, youngest thing?
Child,
be careful what you wish for.
Amen.
Be careful what you wish for.
You just might get it.
Yeah, she said, "I'm not for this autumn girl. I'm not either, but I'm gonna be watching it though. I'm not gonna lie to you. I want to understand the dynamics. I want to see how it play out. And because my only experience with this, meaning I've only watched." Is Sister Wives.
Yeah,
I've never experienced this firsthand, like up close and personal. So I do want to understand and see the differences in dynamics when it's a woman.
Yeah.
Like, is she going to have the same God complex? Is she going to seem narcissistic? Is she going to be manipulative and emotionally abusive? Like, how is it going to play out with the woman versus what I've seen with Cody? Yeah. I'm super intrigued. To like understand what those differences are going to be and how it's going to play out with a black family. Like that's an additional layer. We do things differently. I was watching The Circle last thing for real though.
Okay.
Watching The Circle this season. There's a deaf girl. Have you watched
it? I started watching yesterday.
The deaf girl sign languages black.
Yes.
Like
and her interpreter.
Her interpreter.
They're a good time.
Oh my gosh. They're such a good time.
They're a good time.
But like, she very much is like, they were threatened by the queen.
Yes.
And I'd be like, how is your sign language black? Like, I heard what you said.
Pretty sure there's a black vernacular of sign language. Like, there's a subset.
I 100%. Yeah. Someone just said that too.
Yes.
Kev.
Kev, I think, was telling us there is like a
AAVE for sign
for
language.
For sign language.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
I find it to be fascinating. I like, she is my favorite thing. And then even the way he interprets her is also very black.
Yes.
Like he be doing this, I just be here for it all together. So anyway, all that to say, welcome back.
Welcome back, y'all.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thanks for joining.
I'm a little too young for the show. However,
yes,
I do love Welcome Back, Carter. Thank you guys for joining us. Until next week, we're back every Monday at around noon-ish. We did change our drop date, though.
Oh, yes.
We're now dropping on Fridays instead of
Tuesdays.
Yeah, because we were struggling to be completely. It has to go through a process from here to our editor. Yeah. And so to give us that buffer, we're just now dropping on Fridays. So, all right, till next week. Bye.
Peace.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.